I'm Paul Lancour with PodTech.net, and today I'm here with Takashi Yoshizaki. He is a manager with Bearing Point. Takashi, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And today we're going to talk about building a business case for VoIP, and perhaps we could start off by you outlining that for us. Why does an organization need to make a business case for VoIP?
Right. So looking at the industry trend over the last few years, nearly every company has done something with Voice over IP, ranging from evaluations to full adaptations. And within these cycles, IT executives have always anticipated something in return. And they often talked about things like cost savings, user mobility, advanced features, as if they were equally achievable all the time. But the Voice over IP is not a one-size-fits-all solution, just like other technologies. And companies have different settings in terms of operation, technology, and organization. And your solution has to be different from that of the other companies, and so is the benefit. And reality is that some of the expected benefits and returns are real, but others are perceived benefits. And more importantly, in any new technology initiative, you need to manage consensus building and get the business buy-in. Some voice of IP benefits can be realized only with organizational changes, and businesses need to understand their potential impact and get on board with you. So basically, you know, what the business case does for you is it helps you to articulate both benefits you can capitalize on and the potential risks to be mitigated.
So now we know why we need to do this. What constitutes a business case for VoIP?
Right. So there are three major key areas you need to look at in a voice over IP business case. They are cost savings, revenue generation, and soft benefits. Opportunities for savings usually lie in support, maintenance, and people. And if you're on the Voice over IP platform, the majority of the support can be performed remotely and more economically. And some of the managed services vendors actually claim that they can fulfill 99% of the user requests without having physical interventions. And they reflect that on their pricing models. And that is getting very competitive these days. And for maintenance, Voice over IP and its centralized architecture really allow you to consolidate maintenance contracts, because these contracts for today are usually aligned with sites and more or less created in silos, and you can gain price advantages by bringing together these contracts under a single MSA. And you also need fewer people to manage this environment, because you have capabilities to remotely manage and administer your Voice over IP platform. And you also have the advantages of using the Voice over IP-based call center applications. And that's going to automate customer service, customer sales services. And these factors really result in reduction of support staff and call center agents. And these are the real hard savings. And just to quickly touch upon revenue generation, it plays a key role whenever you have a heavy call center business. You can improve business analytics, enable sharing of agent skills, and also provide a better agent accessibility. And you also can gain the benefits of soft benefits, which is a much more intangible, you know, business case element in this topic today. Executives want to talk about things like employee productivity gain. It can be improved by having some advanced features, such as direct integration, quick to talk, follow-up call coverage, and so forth. And also, it's going to make it easy for users to learn how to use Voice over IP interfaces. It is usually designed with very easy-to-use user interface, so it requires little to no training and assistance from technology standpoint. So that leads to better cost justification case.
So how is the business case for Voice over IP developed?
So first and foremost, the financial baseline. And this is arguably the most critical and challenging task in business case development. You need to know how much you are spending today. And this is not as easy as it sounds, because voice and call center operating costs are usually hidden in many different parts of the general ledger accounts, including IT operation, real estate, business administration, and call center operation. And you need to put in place a process to thoroughly review all these items and establish your current total cost of ownership. And on the other side of this equation is the cost of the Voice over IP solution itself, and you need to develop the end-state architecture and estimate how much it's going to cost you to acquire the equipment and operate a new environment. And to achieve this goal, you typically send RFPs or RFQs to vendors in scope, you know, equipment vendors and managed services vendors, to get the idea about their, you know, estimated cost of doing these tasks. And once you have, you know, these numbers available, now you need to find out, you know, your target audience, whom you're trying to present in this case for the funding request. And the audience usually involves, you know, people like IT executives and business stakeholders, and they see financials somewhat differently. The IT executives typically have the management responsibility for the corporate initiatives, and they, you know, require significant funding, and, you know, as a result, they're interested in more reviewing the cash flow. But, you know, if you look at the business stakeholders, the way they manage the day-to-day operations is they look at the, you know, the performance using the PL, the profit loss view, and that's how they track the, you know, performance metrics. So the business case has to be somewhat tuned and reoriented to, you know, show, you know, the same number, same set of numbers from different perspectives. So basically, in summary, business case is not a template you can apply to every scenario, but it's something you have to tailor to different business setting and address the company's specific requirement.
Great. Well, Takashi, thank you very much for taking some time out today and talking to us about the business case for Voice over IP.
Thank you very much.
Takashi Yoshizaki is a manager with BearingPoint.